Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. I'm so glad that you're joining us so we can spend time together now as Kalyanamitta, good spiritual friends. Do you remember that word Kalyanamitta? It's a very important word. It means a special kind of friend who likes to help us practice the Supreme Buddhist teachings. And that's what we're going to do together today. Practice the Supreme Buddhist teachings. It's hard to find people in the world to help us practice the Dhamma, so we can be happy knowing that we've found this rare opportunity today. It's so important to have friends like all of you, so we can encourage each other to do good things and to give up doing bad things. A few episodes ago, we started learning a new sutta taught by the Supreme Buddha, the Chula Kamma Vibhanga Sutta. Do you recognize any of those Pali words? You probably recognize the word kamma. That's the same as karma. It means action. How about chula? That means shorter. We see this a lot with names of suttas. There'll be two suttas on the same topic, and we'll call one chula, or shorter, and the other one maha, meaning greater or longer. And the word vibhanga means explanation or analysis. So, Chula Kamma Vibhanga Sutta means the shorter analysis on action. So maybe you remember, there was a young man named Subha who went to ask the Supreme Buddha why we can see different kinds of people in the world. So do you know why it was that this young man Subha had the idea to ask the Supreme Buddha about things related to karma? Well, that's what we'll learn today. Now let's go for refuge and take the five precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Meritorious children, we have been learning a beautiful sutta where we get to learn the reason to be superior and also inferior. Why there's a variation among human beings. Why there's a variation in this world. Some people are short-lived and some people are long-lived. So the name of the sutta that we are learning these days is Chula Kamma Vibhanga Sutta. What's the name of the sutta? Chula Kamma Vibhanga Sutta. So the background story, the secret for the Buddha to preach this sutta is Now in India, children, after the Buddha, after he left the palace, he was depending on other people. He was depending on the food that was offered by the people. When he was in the palace, he was depending on the father's workers and whatever the food given in the palace. So whatever he needed, he could get in the palace. Whatever he wanted to eat, he can get. The moment he needs something, there are more than 100 people to attend to him. After the prince left the palace, there was no one to attend to him. There were 5 ascetics to attend to him, but then even they gave up taking care of the bodhisattva after bodhisattva followed the Noble Eightfold Path. So the Buddha, before becoming a Buddha, he gave a lot of pain to the body. And then he was depending on the food that was offered by the people. Then even after becoming a Buddha, the Buddha had to go from house to house to collect food. So when even the Buddha's disciples, after they became monks, they went searching and looking for food, begging on food from house to house. Some people, they worshipped and offered dana. Some people, they just offered dana. Some people, they did not even worship, they did not offer dana, they just kept quiet. Some people, they did not even keep quiet. They did not keep quiet, they scolded the Buddha. They scolded the monks. They accused the monks. Some, they scolded, you know, why can't you earn money and survive? Why can't you work hard and earn money and survive? Why are you living a lazy life? So some monks and Buddha was accused in some places. So, children, today we are going to learn a sutta where how Buddha reacted when he was scolded by a man. So one day when the Buddha passed by a merchant's house, a merchant scolded him. So each and every time when Buddha passes that mansion, that person's house, that person, if he sees the Buddha, he scolds the Buddha. So one day when the Buddha passed by after some time, after many years, after some time, while the Buddha was passing that particular mansion, that big house, the merchant was missing. The merchant has died. But there was a dog outside the gate. The dog started barking at the Buddha. Now see, who is this? This dog started barking now. Then the Buddha said, Todeya, when you was a human, you barked at me. Now, being born as a dog, you still have that habit, barking at a Buddha. Then there was a worker in that palace. This dog, after Buddha said this, the dog ran inside the house, went to the kitchen and slept in the kitchen. This dog gave up eating, not drinking, shivering and just lying down and sleeping. Then one of the workers went to the Todeya's son. His name was Suba. One of the workers went to Suba and said, earlier he was the merchant. His name was Todeya. Now Todeya's son is Suba. Now Todeya has died and Todeya has become a dog. And now this servant went to the Todeya's son, to Suba, and said, look, you know, the Blessed One called our dog from your father's name. The Blessed One said, your dog Todeya. Then Suba got angry and went to the Buddha and scolded and insulted the Buddha, saying, how can you call my dog Todeya? We have a separate name for the dog. But how can you use my father's name? Why are you insulting our family? You are a Buddha. Then the Blessed One said, don't get excited now. Don't get panic. Listen to me first. Don't trust my words now. You go and ask your dog where your father has hid his valuables. The Blessed One said, Suba, you go home first of all. Go home and cook a milk rice. Don't put water. Just prepare with milk. Now this milk rice, you know, kiribat. Then Buddha said, after preparing this milk rice, put it to a beautiful dish, to a valuable dish, and then offer this to the dog. And after the dog eats it, he might fall asleep. The moment he is falling asleep, then ask, Dad, where did you hide the walking stick? Do you have anything else that you have hidden when you were alive? Any valuables that you have hidden so far? Then this dog went to the backyard and started digging. What happened? He took out a valuable, a walking stick. Then he digged further. Then he found slippers. Then he went to the kitchen. From there also he found valuables. Now see, children. Then Suba was excited again and he was so amazed. He was happy with the Buddha and he went back to the Blessed One and asked, Blessed One, Master Gotama, what is the cause and condition why human beings are seen to be inferior and superior? For people are seen to be short-lived and long-lived, sickly and healthy, ugly and beautiful, uninfluential and influential, poor and wealthy, lower-born and high-born, stupid and wise. What is the cause and condition? Master Gotama, why human beings are seen to be high-born and low-born? Why there's a difference among human beings? Then the Blessed One said, the Buddha said, beings are owners of their actions. Then the beings are depending on their karma, having their actions as their refuge. It is as action that distinguishes beings as inferior and superior. Then he said, I don't understand in detail the meaning of Master Gotama's statement, which he spoke in brief without expounding the meaning in detail. It would be good if Master Gotama would teach me the Dhamma so that I might understand in detail the meaning of Master Gotama's statement. Then Buddha started preaching. So in the previous programs, we learned a little bit of this sutta that is about killing living beings. So children, so now you know that when you kill living beings in future births, in future lives, we get short lifespans. So even in other suttas, we have found that Buddha has said, you know, even for a small remaining karma, if a person comes to the human world from the hell, even for that small karma to be resulted, he might have a short lifespan. The karma could be little to be resulted. There could be a karma remaining to give results. But if that karma is to have short lifespan, what refuge we have other than the Buddha's teachings? So that's why, children, step by step, gradually, we should learn this Dhamma and correct our lives. So we should not become blind disciples. We should become wise and disciples with broad minds. So I bless you wholeheartedly. Today we learn the background story for this sutta and then hope to learn more about the Chula Kama Vibhanga Sutta and with some stories from Dhammapada and also from Jataka stories to understand the danger of doing evil and to understand the variation among human beings, the variation among beings, the variation among gods also. Among Brahmas also there's a variation. So I bless you wholeheartedly. May you have the opportunity to realize the Buddha's teachings in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Paritta chanting, Lokava Bodhisutta, the discourse about realizing the world. If you have a copy of the chanting book, turn now to page 10. We've just learned about how the Supreme Buddha was able to use his special knowledge about the world to convince this young man, Subha, to listen to him. Because the Supreme Buddha has the knowledge of how the world works, he's able to understand the results of actions that we do, both good and bad. Now we'll recite this sutta that explains in more detail the Supreme Buddha's great wisdom and understanding.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. This discourse was taught by the Blessed One, taught by the Arahant, the fully enlightened Supreme Buddha. This is as I heard. Monks, the world has been fully understood by the Tathagata. The Tathagata is detached from the world. Monks, the origin of the world has been fully understood by the Tathagata. The origin of the world has been eradicated by the Tathagata. Monks, the cessation of the world has been fully understood by the Tathagata. The cessation of the world has been realized by the Tathagata. Monks, the way leading to the cessation of the world has been fully understood by the Tathagata. The way leading to the cessation of the world has been developed by the Tathagata. Monks, in the world with its devas, maras and brahmas, with its recluses and brahmins, In this whole generation, with its devas and humans, whatever is seen, heard, smelled, tasted, touched, cognized, attained, sought, and reflected upon by the mind, that is fully understood by the Tathagata. Therefore he is called the Tathagata. Monks, from the night when the Tathagata awakens to unsurpassed full enlightenment, until the night when he passes away into the Nibbana element with no residue left, during that time period, whatever he speaks, utters and explains, all that is just so and not otherwise, therefore he is called the Tathagata. Monks, whatever way the Tathagata speaks, that is exactly the way the Tathagata acts. Whatever way the Tathagata acts, that is exactly the way the Tathagata speaks. In this way the Tathagata acts as he speaks, and speaks as he acts. Therefore he is called the Tathagata. Monks, in the world with its devas, Maras and Brahmas, with its recluses and Brahmins, in this whole generation, with its devas and humans, the Tathagata is the conqueror of all, unvanquished, the one who realized everything, the one who took everything under his control. Therefore he is called the Tathagata. This is the meaning of what the Blessed One said. So with regard to this it was said, having realized the whole world and the true nature of the whole world, the Tathagata is detached from the world and has abandoned desire for the whole world. The all-conquering wise sage, freed from every bond, is the Blessed One. The Buddha has reached that perfect peace, Nibbana, which is free from fear. The Buddha is freed from all taints and freed from all suffering, with doubts destroyed, reached the destruction of all karma, liberated by the destruction of unwholesomeness. The Enlightened One, the Blessed One, the unsurpassed Lion King, giving happiness to the world of devas and humans, turns the noble wheel of Dhamma. Thus wise devas and humans went for refuge to the Buddha And on meeting him they pay homage. The greatest one, the all-seeing hero. The blessed one is perfectly tamed. Of those who tame, he is the best. The blessed one is perfectly calmed. Of those who calm others, he is the seer. The blessed one is freed from suffering. Of those who free others, he is the foremost. The blessed one crossed over samsara. Of those who help others to cross, he is the chief. Thus devas and humans pay homage to the greatest one, to the all-seeing hero, saying in the world together with its devas, there is no one equaling you. You are the unique supreme teacher. This too is the meaning of what was said by the Blessed One. This is exactly as I heard. Etena sachena suvatti hotu. By this truth, may there be well-being. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
We're so happy you were able to join us today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Could you draw a picture of that story we learned today, with the Supreme Buddha talking to the dog Todaya? This can help you remember the story and share it with other people. Speaking of sharing, let's share merits. May our parents, our teachers, our family, our friends rejoice in the merit that we've collected today. May they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, Namo Buddhaya.